It's a beautiful morning.
Good morning, Barcelona, and welcome to Thursday in English Radio on RKB 106.9 FM. I'm Virgil, and well, again, welcome to October. It's our first show in the month of October, and it's getting close to the end of the year. Pretty soon, you're going to be thinking about, Halloween, and then Thanksgiving, and then Natividad, and all the rest of it. But it's a good time. It's a beautiful day. Just a little bit of a chill in the air, but the sun is out, and it feels so good. It's also a time when we start here in Barcelona thinking about the Jazz Festival, the Barcelona Jazz Festival, which is kicking off this month. And I'm going to kind of focus in on a lot of the stars who are going to be appearing here in Barcelona. And I'm going to be there at a lot of the concerts. Hope you're going to be there too. But let's start it off with one of my favorite, one of the masters, Herbie Hancock.
Thank you.
And that was the great Herbie Hancock on keyboards with The Maze. It's a great album. It's just a two-artist album, Herbie Hancock and Horace Silver. Again, two masters of both East Coast, West Coast cool jazz. And they came together, and it's a rich, rich documentary of their music, of their history as musicians, and you really ought to add it to your collection. Herbie's going to be here in Barcelona on, I think it's the 28th of October. He's going to be at Palau de la Música, which is a great venue for him to be there. But also appearing here in October is another great master, and this is one of the bass, Ron Carter. Thank you. That was the great Ron Carter on bass with a song called Seven Steps to Heaven. This is from an album. It's a tribute to Miles Davis. He calls the album Dear Miles, appropriately enough. He's going to be here, as I said, in November, on November 17th, actually, at Bart's with his new group, the Ron Carter Foursight. That's F-O-U-R, in tribute to the quartet he's formed, which is really great, which you just heard a little bit of doing their thing. Again, on the rest of the agenda for the festival, brings a lot together, not only musicians and instrumentalists, but a lot of vocalists. And one of the best is going to be Angelique Hijo. Wow. Electrify Angelique Hijo. She's going to be also at Bart's on November the 19th with her group, and it's going to be, again, a swinging group. I'm looking forward to that night. But that's not all that's going to be happening at the Valdom Barcelona Jazz Festival. We're going to probably reach back in time and also into a whole different genre that's not uniquely jazz, but one that you're going to kind of listen to here.
Here's a place where you can stay, just as long as love is in the way. Let the angels sing a brand new day. Heaven's words just seem to say, here in my heart. Winter into spring, and the colors flowers bring a soft summer's breeze. A chilly winter's freeze, a gentle, lovely touch, in return for love so much, the stroke of your finger. Ooh, while the scent of perfume where you can stay, just as long as love is in the way. Let the angels sing a brand new day. Heaven's words just sent to say,
that was nice. That was very, very nice. That was the Golden Gate Quartet. Now, this is a group that originally was formed back in 1931 and came out of a group in Virginia, the Booker T. Washington High School. And they started just singing in the old days, doo-wop, and then they kind of segued into gospel and then kind of moved forward from there into a little bit of religious music and touching back and forth, but they've endured, and this is going to be a little, this song you just heard is a little bit out of their normal genre, but you're going to be hearing that. You're going to hear more when you see them. They're going to be at the Palau de la Música on the 13th of December, again, part of the Barcelona Jazz Festival. And if nothing else, as a piece of history and as a night of wonderful music, you need to really go and just check them out, because they're amazing. And you'll feel good, if nothing else, coming out of it. And talking about feeling good, here's another one that's going to reach you. Could we forget about the big bands? And that's a very, very big band. That's La Locomotora Negra playing a song called Jubilee. And it's from an album they did, which was a memorial to Duke Ellington. And yes, they will be here as well at Barcelona Jazz Festival. They're going to be playing at the Palau de la Música on the 15th of November. And they've got a great sound, obviously big band sound, a little bit of Latin influence, a lot of straight-ahead jazz. But you're going to feel good. And here's a little something else that'll make you feel good, too.
Catalan munja pulu molde bobe gita Hambu e pupa wiole nanatunge bochongo Nindo lambale ekwimba mulema na mende no wanyolo pokato jenewa na sente wa muto ponpulu na simonga ya sonari kwa ledudwe liboki mene lola lola na bayide tunaman masuma ponde bube monatondi indewa Baise bona nyongo mo papinde nika Bombate bone bunya bose kimba nije yana Misi ya mandutue uipele na wo Na sente wa muto bonbulu na simunga Ipita lambo vuru welende na ulenene
Thank you very much.
And that was Mulima.
Thanks a lot.
The great guitarist, Richard Bona. Richard's going to be here with Alfredo Rodriguez on the 23rd of October at Bart's. And Richard's got a great sound, a very, very great sound. It's a lyrical guitar he plays, and he adds his own voice with it, which kind of makes for very nice entertainment no matter what it is. Well, you're listening to 106.9 FM, English Radio Thursday here at Radio Canal Barcelona. And we continue with our salute to the Barcelona Jazz Festival with something by Andrea Motí.
Quizás porque mi niñez sigue jugando en tu playa Y escondido tras las cañas duerme mi primer amor Llevo tu luz y tu olor por donde quiera que vaya en tu arena guardo amor, juegos y penas yo aquí en la piel tengo el sabor amargo del llanto eterno que han vertido en ti cien pueblos ya que tiras a Estambul para que pintes de azul sus largas noches de invierno y a fuerza de desventuras tu alma es profunda y oscura Y a tus atardeceres rojos se acostumbraron mis ojos como el recodo al camino. Soy cantor, soy embustero, me gusta el juego y el vino, tengo alma de marinero. ¿Qué le voy a hacer si yo nací en el Mediterráneo? Si te vas después de besar mi aldea Eres como una marea Te vas pensando en volver Eres como una mujer perfumadita de brea Que señora que se quiere se hice de mi ay. Si un día para mi mal viene a buscarme la barca, empujad al mar mi barca en un levante otoñal y dejad que el temporal desguace sus alas blancas. Y a mí enterradme sin duelo entre la playa y el cielo, en la ladera de un monte más alto que el horizonte. Quiero tener buena vista, mi cuerpo será el camino. Le daré verde a los pinos y amarillo a la genista.
Very nice. That was Andrea Moti. I have to give a little bit of a shout out to Andrea because, hey, she's a hometown girl. She was born right here in Barcelona. She sings in Catalan and she sings in Espanol, Portuguese, and even English. The great thing about her, at the age of 7, she started going to school at the Municipal School of Music and Art in San Andreu. By the time she was 12, she was their leading trumpeter and saxophonist, and this is being a great vocalist. Also at 12, she began to collaborate with the San Andreu Jazz Band and Joan Chamorro. And she's gone on from there to make, at this point, I think like 12 albums already of her own and collaborations. And she's only 24 years old. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, wow. You've got to go and check her out. She's going to be at the Auditori de Sant Cugat on the 19th of October, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So definitely, definitely, if you haven't seen her in person, you haven't heard her music, it's worth doing it. That was a cut from her album, most recent album, and it's called Mediterraneo, and really speaks to, I guess, kind of like the soul of what's happening here in the Mediterranean and Catalonia. And it's going to be good. So definitely be there. Check her out if you haven't done so before. It's talking about, you know, moving from a younger artist to a well-established artist and someone who is an internationally acclaimed one. Here's a little bit of something from John Scofield. Thank you. That was Can't Dance. If you can't dance off of that, well, you know, hey, you got a hole in your soul somewhere. It needs to be checked and fixed. But you can get it fixed this November, the 21st specifically, at Bart's. John Schofield is going to be there with John Cleary doing a number. And I know John from back in New York. He plays regularly at a club there called Smoke, which is one of the great jazz clubs in the city. And he really lights up the place every time he's there. And he's going to do the same thing here in Barcelona, like I said, on the 21st at Bart's. So definitely do that. Kind of a little diversion for me, an artist I really hadn't checked out a lot, but now I'm going to really include him in what I listen to. Fellow by the name of Lyle Eastwood. That is a very, very swinging cut. And obviously, the thing about that is that you're going to be able to hear more and more of it when you come to the Barcelona Jazz Festival. Specifically, when you come to Bart's on the 30th of October, you'll hear Kyle Eastwood playing this cut, Swamp to an Oasis, and many more. The interesting thing about it is not only that he's such a talented musician and he's got a great sound coming out of Southern California, but he's also, interesting enough, the son of the great actor and director Clint Eastwood. And obviously, those of you who like Clint Eastwood's movies, you know that he's used jazz throughout all of the movies to kind of get the message out there. And I guess, as they say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. His son is really now taking that to another level and with his own sound. We're going to leave you today, unfortunately, with a song by, you know, one of my favorite groups, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. They're out of their new album. It's called Jazz and Art. And what they're talking about here is that the various artists who influenced them and who helped make the sound. And one of them was Romare Bearden, someone who's in my art collection and someone that I revere as a person, as an artist. This is their memorial to Romy, called Bearden, The Block. Listen to this, folks, and enjoy it, and have a great day, Barcelona.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.